Today's daf is Psochim Daf Pei, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Omid Beis Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sar Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Sara Dina Bas Gila Shendel, and Rochama Perel Bas Yuta. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Ramosha Chaim. So the topic of the daf is a continuation of the previous daf, which discusses the halachos of Korban Pesach when there were members of Klal Yisrael that were tameh. So the halacha is that if roiv of Klal Yisrael were tameh, even though ordinarily being tameh would be an issue as it relates to bringing a Korban Pesach, stating that, the halacha is that the Korban Pesach was able to be brought b'tumah. There's a machlokes in Shas whether tumah's hutra b'tzibur, whether tumah's d'chuya b'tzibur. We've seen some academic nafkaminos as it relates to that shaila. But if roiv of Klal Yisrael were tameh, the halacha is the Korban Pesach was brought b'tumah. What if the majority of Klal Yisrael were tahar? There were only a minority of yudin that were tameh. So then the majority of Yidden that were tar brought the Korban Pesach b'tahayra. The minority of Yidden that were tameh could not bring the Korban Pesach. Rather, they waited until Pesach Sheni, and Pesach Sheni, they brought a Korban Pesach. The Gemara brought a major machlokes amayiraim, what would be if it was mechza al mechza. Literally, 50% of the Jews were tameh, and 50% of the Jews were tar. So if rav of the Yidden were tameh, you bring the Korban Pesach betumo. If roiv of the yidden are tahar, then the yechidim that are tami get pushed off the Pesach sheni. The question is, what would be if it was mechza al mechza? And the Gemara brought three shitas: the shita of Rav Kahana in the first lishna, and Rav Kahana in the second lishna. All three shitas agree that the mechza of tahirin will bring the Korban Pesach rishon. The shaila was, what happens to the mechza that are tamei? Rav said that even the half that are tamei can bring the Korban Pesach rishon b'tumo. The reason is because Rav holds mechza is karoy. So if half the yidden are tamei, it's as if roiv of the yidden are tamei. If roiv of the yidden would be tamei, you'd bring the Korban Pesach b'tumo. If half of the yidden are tamei, you could also bring the Korban Pesach b'tumo. Rav Kahana in the first lishna said that the mechza that are tameiin get pushed off the Pesach sheni. The reason is because Rav Kahana holds that mechza is kamiot. So if look at half as if they're the minority. If the minority of Yidden would be Tomei, they would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So now the Mechza will get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Rav Kahana in the second Lishna said that the Tmeim Einon Oisin Loyas Arishayim V'Loyas Hasheni. And the reason is because Rav Kahana in the second Lashon held that Mechza is not Kuroiv and it's not Kamiot. It's Mechza. And it ends up having the worst of both worlds. Being that it's not Kuroiv, they can't bring the Korban Pesach Betomo. Being that it's not Kamiot, so they can't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So what's going to happen to the half of Klal Yisrael that were Tane, Rachmano, Litzlan, they're going to be stuck. They're not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So we had the three Shitois. What happens when half the Yidden are Tomei and half the Yidden are Tar? And then the Gemara shockingly said, Tanya Kavasi de Rav, Tanya Kavasi de Rav Kahana Belishna Kama, and Tanya Kavasi de Rav Kahana Belishna. So the Gemara said, how is that possible? And the Gemara did a little bit of work, some cheshbin, to reconcile how all three brisos could stem with the three respective opinions. Either way, the Gemara is going to pick up on that note. Gufa, Harisha, Yisrael, Mechzatayim, Mechzatayim. What would be if the Yidden were counted on Erev Pesach? Which incidentally, just from a Machshava standpoint, is interesting. That every year before Pesach, the Jews had to be counted. Counting Yidden is a big deal. And it seems that every year, Pesach time, there was a census that was taken because you had to know, a roiv of the Yidden tameh, a roiv of the Yidden tar, what's the exact amount? So there were analytics that were taken every year before Pesach. So it says the Gemara, what would be if half the Yidden were tar and half the Yidden were tameh? Halalu oisin la'atzman, valalu oisin la'atzman, says the Braisa, that all of the Yidden are going to bring the Korban Pesach. The mechts of Tahirim are going to bring the Korban Pesach, and the mechts of Tmeim are going to bring the Korban Pesach. However, they're going to bring individual psachim, meaning they're not going to be able to bring one Korban Pesach, but rather the half of Torah will bring their own Korban Pesach, and the half of Tmeim will bring their own Korban Pesach. Whose shita is this of the three shitas? It's Rav Shita. And this Gufa that the Gemara is quoting is the Braisa that was the Tanya Kavasi the Rav. So essentially, all we just said was Rav Shita. What would be if there were more Tameim than Tahirin? Even if there's only one more person that's Tameh than Tahar, Yasabatoma. At that point, we look at it as if Rav of the Yidden are Tameh. And if Rav of the Yidden are Tameh, again, all the Yidden are going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. What's the difference? Over here, they'll all be able to bring the Karban Pesach b'tomo. And the reason is, l'fisha in Karban Tzibur Cholik. In the event that Roiv of the Yidden are Tameh, so then all the Yidden bring the Karban Pesach b'tomo. So again, just to be clear, Rav Shita, which is this Braisa, is that if half the Yidden are Tameh and half the Yidden are Tar, everybody brings the Pesach Rishon. If Roiv of the Yidden are Tameh and a Miyut of the Yidden are Tar, everybody brings the Pesach Rishon. So what's the difference then if it's Mechza al Mechza or if it's Roiv? The difference is, can the people that are Tahar be party to the Pesach HaBa B'Tomo, or do they have to bring their own Karban Pesach that's going to be brought B'Taira? But again, the Braisa says if it's Mechza al Mechza, each person is going to end up bringing the Pesach Rishon, albeit two different Psachim. If Roiv of the Yidden were Tameh, everyone's going to contribute to the Pesach Rishon. Or in that event, it will be brought as one group, meaning it's going to be one Pesach HaBa B'Tomo. Rabbi Elazar ben Masi said a fascinating Chiddush, both in Halacha and maybe even in Machshava. And that is that when you take the census and you have to count and figure out Tameim versus Tahirin, if you have one more person that's Tameh than Tahar, it doesn't count. You have to tip the scale by more than one. Shenemar, and he learned it out from a pasuk, because it says, and we learn from it, Loisucha Lizbayaches HaPasach, Ba'achat. You can't tip the scale with only one person. So Elazar ben Masi said that if there's only one more person, Tameh, that Tar, we don't look at it as if it's a Pesach HaBa B'Tomo. So you have a machloikis between the Tanakamo and Rabbi Elazar ben Masi. What would be if you had one person, Tameh, more than Tar? So you did the count, and there's more Tameh than Tarim, but only by one. According to the Tanakama, who cares? Even if it's one person, that's enough to say that Roiv of the Yidden are Tameh, and therefore the Halach is going to be Pesach HaBa B'Tomo. And even the Tahirin can be party to the Pesach that's HaBa B'Tomo. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Masi said, "Ein Ayachad Nachriya," based on this pasuk, "Leisuchel Lizbayach Hasa Pesach Ba'achar." Rav Shimon said, another Chiddush. Afilu Shevet Echad Tameh. What would be if you had one Shevet in Klal Yisrael that was Tameh? V'shar Kala Shvatim Tameh. But all the other Shvatim in Klal Yisrael were Tar. Halalu Oisin La'atzman, v'halalu Oisin La'atzman. So what would be if they did the count and they found out that most of the Yidden were Tahar? However, there was one Shevet that the entire Shevet became Tameh. So it says, Reb Shimon, one Shevet in Klal Yisrael, that's considered already a Tzibur. And that's enough to trigger the din of Pesach HaBa B'Tomo. And as a result, that one Shevet will be able to bring the Karban Pesach B'Tomo. What about the other Shvatim that are Tahar? No, that already not. So Alalu Oysen La'atzman, meaning the Shevet that's Tameh, will be able to bring its own Karban Pesach B'Tomo. However, all the other Shvatim that are Tahar, they will not be able to be party to the Pesach HaBa B'Tomo. My time with Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon hold out one Shevet? Why does a Shevet matter? L'chura, you would think, add up all the votes and see what the majority is. Why are we looking at individual Shvatim? So the Gemara says, Kasav HaShevet Echot Ikri Kals. Reb Shimon is of the opinion that even one Shevet is considered a Tzibur. Rashi says that this is the same sheet as Reb Shimon in Masechtas Hoyrius regarding the sugis of Par Helam Davashal Tzibur Ayin Shem. Reb Yehuda says, Afilu Shevet Echot Tameh. Reb Yehuda took Reb Shimon's Alochi and even a step further. He said, what would be if you had one Shevet? That's Tameh. V'shakol HaShvatim Tarim. And all the other Shvatim Atar, Yasa B'Tomo. The Alochi is that one Shevet would be considered a Tzibur, so now you're going to end up having a Pesach HaBa B'Tomo. But whereas Reb Shimon said that only the Tmeim can contribute to that Pesach HaBa B'Tomo, meaning only that one Shevet, but Halalu Oysen La'atzman, all the Tahirim would have to bring their own Karban Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once you have one Shevet that's Tameh, now you trigger the laws of Tumah Hotcher B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, and in this case, even the Tahirim can contribute to this Pesach HaBa B'Tomo. L'fisha ain't Karban Tzibur Chalak, because Rabbi Yehuda holds in Karban Tzibur Chalak, and that is, there's never such a thing as bringing a Pesach HaBa B'Tomo where not every Yid is going to be able to contribute to the Pesach HaBa B'Tomo. So you can't have a situation where some of the Yidden are going to bring the Karban Pesach B'Tomo and other Yidden are going to bring the Karban Pesach B'Tomo. So once Rabbi Yehuda accepts the premise of Rabbi Shimon that one Shevet being Tomei is enough for that Shevet to have a Pesach Habal B'Tumah, ain't Karban Tzibur Chalik now kicks in and says, oh, if those Yidin are going to bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah, that means all the Yidin are going to bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Sava says, the Gemara, and the Gemara speaks this out, Shevet Echadik recall, each Shevet is considered a Kav, Avalu Palgu Palgu, and as a result, we look at it as if at least half the Yidin are really Tameh, ain't Karban Tzibur Chalik, Avdi Kula B'Tumah, and as a result, everybody is going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah. Either way, so we just mentioned a whole bunch of different random halachos as it relates to the laws of where you counted up the Yidin and they were Tahirim, they were Tmeim. So from a super high level, if you count up all the Yidin, you have Roiv Tahirim and a Miyut of Tmeim, so the Miyut of Tmeim just get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What if you have Roiv Tmeim, then you have the Halach of Tumah Hutra Betzibur, Tumah Tchuyah Betzibur. What happens if you have Mechza Mechza? So that's yesterday's daf. We have the three Shitas, Rav, Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana. In today's daf, we got into it a little bit more. What would be if you had one person that was Tameh more than Tahir? So you counted it up, it was Rav, but it was only Rav by one. That's a machlokes Tana. Tanakama says, afilu echad yaseh b'tumah. Meaning even one more, halach is his machriya. Rav Lozman Masi said, ein ayachir es machriya. We had another intricate shiloh. What would be if he had one shevet that was tumah? Does one shevet matter? Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda are both of the opinion that yes, that if one shevet is tumah, that's enough to kick in the laws of tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, however, differed is what would be the tahirim? Do you say once one shevet is tumah, they could bring the Pesach Habal B'Tumah? Now even the tahirim can be part of their Pesach Habal B'Tumah? That is the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon says no. It's true the one shevet that's tumah could bring a Pesach Habal B'Tumah, but that's only for their shevet. As it relates to all the people that are tar, they wouldn't be able to have any part of the Pesach Habal B'Tumah. Zok the Gemara Itman. More on this one. What would be if the Yid were mechze tohirim and mechze tmeim? Amar Rav. So Rav said, "Metamin echad mehem b'sheretz." So Rav said, and the Olim tumbled about this a little bit on Shabbos, that the halacha is we'd be metama one person with a sheretz. Take one person, throw a sheretz on him, a dead sheretz, one of the shmoyne shirutzim, make him tame. Once he's tame, you can end up having one person more tameh than the tahirim, and as a result, you'll end up having a Pesach Habal B'Tumah. So it sounds like a good idea, right? In yesterday's daf, we're all confused what to do. Where it's mechza on mechza, Rav, the first Rav Kana, the second Rav Kana, all the different chesbonos, just make one person tameh. Let somebody take one for the team. As a result, you'll have roiv tameim. Once you have roiv tameim, so now you kick in the laws of tumah hutra, tumah tchuyah, and you can bring a Pesach Habal B'Tumah. But the Gemara actually asks a question. And the question is not, make somebody tameh. It actually sounds like a pretty decent idea. The question is, why would Rav be the one to suggest this? Why would Rav have a problem? What was Rav's shita when it's mechza mechza? He was the first shita. He said, halalo oisin la'atzman, halalo oisin la'atzman. Rav said, if all the yidin, mechza mechza, tar and tameh, they could both bring a carbon Pesach. Difference is they have to bring them individually, but that's not an issue. At the end of the day, everybody can bring a Pesach Rishon. So why would Rav have this issue? Let them each, Rav, because Rav himself said, how can Rav possibly be the one who suggested this idea? This would make sense for Rav Kahana, for example, in the second Lishna, where Rav Kahana said the Mechts of Tahirin, so they're stuck. They can't do the Pesach Rishon, they can't do the Pesach Sheni. So that's a Chaval al Da'avdin. So there, you would tell me, you know what? I have an idea. Make one person tell me. But Rav doesn't have a problem. Rav doesn't even need a Pesach Sheni. Rav holds everyone could bring the Pesach Rishon. So why would Rav be the one that suggested this? So the Gemara says, Amri, talking about where there were more Tmeim than Tair. By how many? Echad. By one. There was one more person that was Tameh that was Tar. And that's why he had this idea, make somebody Tameh. What's the problem? If there's one person more Tameh than Tar, so then you certainly don't have a problem. The Avdu Kula B'Tumah. Let everybody bring B'Tumah. And what's it going to help if you make another person Tameh? Or he says, no. Sovel like Rulazim and Mas. Because Rav held like Rulazim and Mas. The Amr Eina Yachem Achriya Satsibu L'Tumah. Who holds that you can't be machriya with only one person? Meaning that you can't be machriya with only one person. So it's not nachza nachza. Really, you have one more tame than tahar. And being that you can't be machriya when you have one more tame than tahar, said so you're a shtickle stock. So what should you do? Go ahead and be matama somebody. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, if Rav holds like Rabbi Lozor ben Masya, if Rav holds that when you have one more person tame than tahar, that the halacha is, it's not a Pesach Habal B'Tumah. So essentially what he then holds is that we look at it as if it's Mechza al Mechza. If we look at it as if it's Mechza al Mechza, so then the halacha should be that halalu oisin latzman v'halalu oisin latzman. So we're just going in circles. We're back to square one. So why would you have to be metama somebody, right? Rav said if it's mechza, mechza be metama somebody. Versus why be metama somebody? You could bring the karmas. Oh, so there was one more person that was tamei than was tar, and he also lasman masya who says that it's not a pesach abal batoma. Okay, it's not a pesach abal batoma because you're only up by one, and that's not enough to tip the scale. Then it's weiter. The chura, ostensibly, mechza mechza. If it's mechza mechza, so again, halalu oisin latzman, halalu oisin latzman. So why would Rav need this idea? So the Gemara says, right, elohachikam. Rav really didn't need this. And the reason Rav floated out this idea is because he knew that not everybody agreed with his shita as it relates to mechza mechza. And he knew that it's possible that there may be a rabbi somewhere who would be stuck with this issue based on the way he paskins with all these shaylas. And he was trying to give him an etza toiva kamashmon. He was trying to tell him that if you ever found yourself stuck with a mechza mechza, just be metama somebody b'sheretz. What would be the scenario? Maybe who would have a problem with it? So he held like this. If there's going to be somebody that holds that where it's mechza mechza, you can't all bring the car. Meaning, Rav said, if somebody doesn't hold like me, he holds that where it's 50-50, you can't all bring a carbon, but some of the crab, Yehuda Damar, in carbon, tzibur chalik, metame echem and the sheretz. Meaning, Rav's shita, that you can bring two different carbonos. The mechza of Tmeyim will bring a carbon betumo, and the mechza of Tahirim will bring a carbon betahira, is predicated on the fact that sometimes yesh carbon sibur chalak. So again, this line of carbon sibur chalak is coming up again and again. What it means is there's an idea that you can't divide the tzibur. The tzibur has to be one cohesive unit. They have to all be on the same page. They have to all have the same exact halacha. So you can't have a situation where some yidden are going to bring a carbon betuma and some of the yidden are going to bring the carbon betahira. Either everybody brings the carbon betuma or everybody brings the carbon betahira. But to have a mechza mechza situation, that's not something that you're able to do. Stating that, Rav Shita is that when half the yidden were tamei and half the yidden were tar, there was a carbon sibur chalak. Half the yidden brought the carbon betumah, and the other half of the yidden brought the carbon betayra. Meaning, even though there's a concept of ein carbon sibur chalak, but there's exceptions to that concept. And sometimes the carbon sibur was chalak. Said Rav, I could understand if somebody would take issue with that. I could understand if somebody would hold that the law of ein carbon sibur chalak is unequivocal. And there's never a situation where you can have some yidden bringing the Pesach Rishon betumah and other yidden bringing the carbon Pesach betayra. By the way, you know who said that? Rabbi Yehuda said that just earlier. Rabbi Yehuda said that if one of the shvatim would be tameh, all the yidden would bring a Pesach abal betumah. Because Rabbi Yehuda held like Rabbi Shimon that if one shevet is tameh, it's as if the tzibur is tameh. And you can't say, let that shevet bring a betumah, let the other shvatim bring it to betayra. Because ein carbon tzibur chaluk. So Rav said, in the event that somebody would hold ein carbon tzibur chaluk, so he would have a problem with half the yidden bringing betumah, half the yidden bringing. So what do you do where it's mechza mechza? Now it's going to be soft. Now it's a problem. So Rav said, here's the eight. So be metama one person with a sheretz. Ula Amar, Ula argued with Rav. Ula said that if you find yourself in a situation where you're stuck, where you can't bring a carbon Pesach because of mechza al mechza, so you know what you should do? Don't be metama somebody with a sheretz. You should send somebody on a very long trip and tell them not to come back. Says the Gemara of Yitamena B'Sheretz, meaning get him out of the picture. If this person's out of the picture, he's not around, so now he's not going to count anymore. He's B'Derech R'Chayka. In fact, he counts towards the census of Pesach Sheni. It doesn't count towards Pesach Rishon anymore. You get this person out of the picture, so like this, you have one less person that's Tahar, that's able to bring the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, why are you doing that? Just be Metamen B'Sheretz. Like, why send him on this trip? Wouldn't it make more sense to just be metama one person, tip the scale that way? So the Gemara says, because Ula held that someone that's tummy tumas sheretz is not excluded from being able to bring the Pesach Rishon. Even someone that's tummy tumas sheretz is included in Pesach Rishon. Okay, so give him a tumma where he for sure won't be able to bring the Pesach. For example, make him tummy tumas meis. So the Gemara says, they don't want to do that because if you're going to make him tummy tumas meis, he won't be able to bring the carbon chagiga. And why should we mess him up with the carbon chagiga? Faith the Gemara, I understand. You're happy to make him tummy and I'm worried about the carbon Pesach. But you're worried about the carbon chagiga. You're anyways making him miss out the carbon Pesach. So what difference does it make if you're also making him miss the carbon chagiga? So the Gemara says, no, the carbon Pesach, he's not going to miss out because efshad avi b'sheni. He could always make the Pesach sheni. Here too, he could always bring the Korban Chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach, Tavale Shmini Shaloi, which is going to be the eighth day from when he became Tameh, meaning why are we assuming that if you'd make him Tameh to Masmeis, he wouldn't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga? He could bring the Korban Chagiga. Even though the Katchili was supposed to bring the Korban Chagiga the first day Yontif, but if he didn't bring it the first day Yontif, he had every other day of Yontif to make it up. So you're not necessarily messing up this person with the Korban Chagiga, because he could always bring it in on the eighth day. At that point, it would give him the 7 days he needs to become Tar, right? He needs 7 days to become Tar. So you'd give him the 7 days that he needs to be Tar, and like this, he'll be able to do what he needs to do. So the Gemara says, "Kasavar Ula holds kulu tashlumen de rishonenu." Because Ula was of the opinion that even though it's true, if somebody didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day Yontif, he has a whole week to make it up. But the only time you can make it up the whole week is if he was able to bring it the first day. So if somebody was right to bring it the first day, then you can make it up during the rest of Yontif. But if you weren't right to bring it the first day, then you can't make it up the rest of Yontif. So the Chazi Berishon, somebody that was able to bring the Korban Pesach on the first day, Chazi Bekuli, he can bring it the rest of the day. B'chalecha d'lei Chazi Berishon, but somebody that wasn't able to bring the Korban Chagiga the first day Yontif, Chazi Bekulu, he doesn't have the din of Tashlumin, he doesn't have the ability to make it up the rest of Yontif. Either way, so the Gemara says that there were two opinions of what to do in this situation, where you're stuck with Mechza al Mechza. It's 50-50. If you hold that 50-50, you can work it out, so that's fine. But let's say you take the position that you can't work it out. We know it's complicated. So if you can't work it out, what should you do? So Rav and Ula, two G'dayli Amirim, they both gave Eitzes. Rav's Eitzes was just make one person Tameh to Masharetz. Now it's not 50-50 anymore. You just tip the scale. So you can have an extra person that's Tameh, and everybody will bring the Korban Pesach Betomo. Ula said, no, I don't like that idea. Rather, what you should do is, Mishalchen Echem Mehem L'derech HaChayke, just send somebody to Chutz Laretz, send them away for Yontif. You send them away for Yontif. So like this, it's not going to be an issue. So Rav said it his way, and Ula said it another way. So the Gemara just has one postscript to this machlokes. Amalu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told the Olam, Zilu va'amru leilu Ula, go tell Ula the following. Man tzayis da'okar sicheyu mashkenei v'rohid. I think Rav's Eitzel was just much more practical, because how are you going to get somebody to be agreeable to run away from Yontif? Who would run away from Yontif? You're going to go away from Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when you can bring a Korban Pesach, and you can bring a Chagiga, and you can bring a Shalmi Simcha, and you can bring an Oy Lasriya. Why would anybody ever do that? So I don't think anyone's going to listen to you. So Rav Nachman told Ula, I hear what you're saying, but at the end of the day, no one's going to listen to you. Rav was being more practical. To be metama somebody with a sheretz, it is what it is. At the end of the day, you'll be able to bring the karbonis that are Baba Tomo. But to have somebody as a yachid go away for the tzibur is interesting, because even this yachid that's going to pack his bags, he's going to leave Eretz Yisrael, he's not doing that because he wants to. He's doing this so that the yid will be able to bring a carbon. But Rav Nachman told the Olam, send a message to Ula, that I don't think anyone's going to listen. Says the Gemara, Vayter, me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan, and more intricate shailas as it relates to the status of the Yidden when it came time to bring the Korban Pesach. It mahayu ruban zavim. So now it's really getting interesting. What would be if they counted up all the Yidden and the majority of the Yidden was zavim? They were tamei tumas ziva, umiyutam tamei mesim, and a minority of them were tamei tumas mes. So what's the halach? Everyone was tamei, but the majority tumas ziva and the minority Tumas Meis. Omer Rav. So Rav said as follows. Oysam Tmei Meisin. The ones that are Tmei Meis. Einan Oysam Loi Berishon Loi Besheni. They can't bring the Pesach Rishon. And they can't bring a Pesach Sheni either. Why not? Berishon Loi Avdi. They can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Dav Miyuta. Because they're only a Miyut. Umiyuta Loi Avdi Berishon. The halacha of Pesach Abba Batoma is when Roiv of the Yidden are Tmei Tumas Meis. That's when the halacha was stated. So being that over here, it's only a miut of the Yidden that are Tamei Tumas Meis, so you don't have the halachas of Tumah Hutru Betzibah, Tumah Tchoyah Betzibah, so you won't be able to bring a Pesach Rishon. B'sheni Nami Lo Yavdi, here's a big kiddush. You can't bring the Pesach Sheni either. Why? Because Kol Heichad Avdi Tzibah B'Rishon Avad Yachad B'Sheni. The only time you can bring a Pesach Sheni is if there was a Pesach Rishon. So if the Tzibur brought the Pesach Rishon, so then there's a din that the Yachid, who couldn't partake in the Pesach Rishon, was able to bring the Pesach Sheni. However, Kol Heichad Lo Yavdi Tzibur B'Rishon, in the event that the Tzibur did not bring the Pesach Rishon, like in this case, where Roiv of the Yidden were Zavin, and because they were Zavin, they physically couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, because the Zav can't bring the Korban Pesach, so then the Allah is Lo Yavid Yachim the Sheni. In that case, it's not going to be a Pesach Sheni. Amalu Shmuel. So the Olam again told Shmuel what Rav had said. So usually Rav and Shmuel and Shas, they spoke to each other all the time. Over here, Shmuel just heard from the Talmidim what Rav had said. So Shmuel told them, Amar Lahu, right? What's Amar Lahu? He told them. Lahu is a Lashon Rabbim. So Shmuel told them, Zilu Lashon Rabbim, Imru Dei Lashon Rabbim, La Abba, go tell Abba. Abba was Rav's name. Rav's name was Abba Aricha. So he said, go tell Abba that the Pasuk says, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael, Sapasach b'mayadi. Mayavdislay. What are you going to do with this Pasuk? You just took the whole Klal Yisrael, you knocked them out, then I can be able to bring the Karban Pesach? Right, nobody can bring the Karban Pesach. Because the Rubim that was Zavim, they can't bring the Karban Pesach. They're Zavim. And the Miut that were Tmei Mason, they also can't bring the Karban Pesach. And if you're going to tell me that there's no Pesach Sheni now, because nobody brought the Pesach Rishon, so we were just Mevato, the whole Karban Pesach. So Rav heard the memo. So Rav told the same Chevra to go back to Shmuel, Amru Zilu Amru Le, go tell Shmuel, ki have a Kulu Zavim Ayavzi. What would be if everybody was a Zav? So you'd have the same Halacha. That obviously nobody would bring the Pesach Rishon, there'd be no Pesach Sheni. If you can, you can. So what's the difference? If everybody was a Zav, so in that case, what would be the Halacha? There'd be no Pesach Rishon, and as a result, who said there would be a Pesach Sheni either? We'd be out. So there's such a mitzvah of there not being a Karban Pesach. So just like if everybody's a Zav, you can understand that, the same could be true, hypothetically, if Roiva Zavin and only a Miut are Tomei Tumas Meis. But the Ikr Chiddush that Rav said was that the only time you bring a Pesach Sheni is if there was a Pesach Rishon. If for whatever reason, Klal Yisrael didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, there would be no Pesach Sheni. We'll get back to that. Itmar, how you Reuben Tmei Mason? In the event of Roiv of the Yidden with Tmei Mason, Miutin Zavin, and a Miut of the Yidden was Zavin. This is the opposite of the previous case. In the previous case, the majority of Yidden was Zavin, a minority with Tmei Mason. Over here, it's just the opposite. Roiv with Tmei Mason, and a Miut was up. Rav Huna said, Ain't Hashem with the Pesach Abba Toma. So Rav Huna said that in this case, the halacha is that the Miutim that was Zavin are not going to be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. Meaning, if Roiv of the Yidden were Tmei Mason, right? Let's just talk, think this through. Roiv of the Yidden are Tmei Mason, what's the halacha? That's easy. Toma Hudra B'tzibur, Toma Tchuyah B'tzibur, and they broke the Karban Pesach. What happened was there were a few people that were Zavin. And because they were Zavin, they're not included in the halacha of Toma Hudra B'tzibur, Toma Tchuyah B'tzibur. Toma Hudra B'tzibur, Toma Tchuyah B'tzibur is something that's Negeya Tumas Meis, maybe also Tumas Sheretz for another day. But it's Negeya Tumas Meis. That's primarily what it's Negeya. So the person, the Miut that was a Zav, they wouldn't be Negeya. So the shaila is, this Zav that couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, because he wasn't included in the halacha of Pesach Abba B'tumah, because that's for people that are Tomei Meis. It doesn't help someone that's Tomei Tumah Zav. So now Pesach Sheni rolls around. So the question is, should he bring a Pesach Sheni? So ordinarily, if somebody was a Zav during Pesach Rishon, he would bring a Pesach Sheni. Right? It's a little bit tricky. If Roiv of Klal Yisrael as Zavin, there's no Pesach Sheni. But if a Miut of Klal Yisrael, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael as Zavin, there's no Pesach Abba B'tumah. But if a miut of Klal Yisrael azavin, then you would have Pesach Sheni. So here the question is, we're Roiv of the Yidden with Tomei Tumas Meis. As a result, there was a Pesach Abba B'tumah. There were miut of Zavin. The miut of Zavin don't contribute to the Pesach Abba B'tumah. They usually would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Said Rav Huna, an unbelievable Chiddush. There's not going to be Pesach Sheni for them. Why? Because ain't Tashlim the Pesach Abba B'tumah. When the first Karban Pesach was brought B'tahayro, then there's a din Pesach Sheni for the one that couldn't bring that Karban Pesach. But a major lumdis, if the first Karban Pesach was brought betomo, because Roiv of the Yidden were tamei, so you had the halachas of Hutra and Tchuyah B'tzibur, so the Ikr Karban Pesach was a Pesach Abba B'tumah, so you can't tashlumen of a Pesach Abba B'tumah. Tashlumen is on a Pesach Abba B'tayra, but there's no tashlumen on a Pesach that's Abba B'tumah. Yesh tashlumen Pesach Abba B'tumah. I disagree. Why can you have tashlumen on a Pesach Abba B'tumah? What's the machlok? His name? Welcome. Maybe this is the machlok. The man, I'm not tashlumen the Pesach Abba B'tumah. But that says there's no tashlumen for Pesach Abba B'tumah because over he holds tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. He holds tumah is not Hutra B'tzibur, but rather Tumah is Dechuyah B'tzibur. What's the difference between holding Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur? The Mitzius, Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur says this Tumah. But the Mitzvah Saseya Pesach is Doicha all the Tumah. That's what it means. Just like I say sometimes it's Doicha Lois Saseya, the Pesach is Doicha Tumah. What does Tumah Hutra B'tzibur mean? There's no Tumah. What do you mean? There's something called Tumas Meis. Yeah, Tumas Meis has a carve-out. And in the laws of Tumas Meis, there's certain exclusions, and one of them is when it's Pesach, and we're bringing the Karban Pesach, and right from the Yidden Atame, it's as if the Tumah is not here. L'may Nafkamina, you have to try to find a Kohen. That's tough, right? There's a whole bunch of different Nafkaminas. But the point is, Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, the hair is the Tumah. I see the Tumah, I'm looking it in the eye, I just don't care. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur means there's no Tumah. It doesn't exist. What do you mean? I know there's something called Tumas Meis, Bechalal Cherev, Parad Numa, Beshlishi, Beshvi, Parashas Parah, Parashas Chukas. Yeah, I understand, but You have to learn the halachas. You have to know the fine print. There are times that the laws of tumah don't apply. So the Gemara says like this: maybe the mandama that says there's no tashlum lepesach baba tumah, he holds tumah tchoyi betzibur. Umandama yesh tashlum lepesach baba tumah. The mandama that says that there is tashlum lepesach baba tumah, kisavar he holds tumah hutcher betzibur. That is tumah hutcher betzibur. What does this mean? If you hold tumah dchoyi betzibur, so that means when Rav of the Yidden Atame on Yudal and Nisan, there is real tumah, and when the Karban Pesach is being brought, it's being brought in a state of tumah. The tumah is here. Afal Pikin, we're bringing the Karban Pesach. That means it's different then than when the Karban Pesach is brought to Tahira. How's it different? Oh, very fundamentally. In one case, the Yidden Atame, the other case, the Yidden Atar. So then there's makom to hear that maybe, even though there's something called Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Sheni was only said for the Karban Pesach that was brought to Tahira, not when it was brought to Tumah. But if you hold Tumah Hotcha B'Tzivur, Gishmaki Gemara, that means that even when the Karban Pesach is brought to Tumah, it's as if all the Yidden Atar. Because there's no Tumah. So if there's no Tumah, it's as if they're Tahirin. So if there's a Din Pesach Sheni when the Karban Pesach is brought to Tahira, there has to be a Din Karban Pesach Sheni when the Karban Pesach was brought to Tumah, because there's no difference. If Tumah is Tchoyah B'Tzibur, so there's a difference between when Rav the Yidden Atameh and Rav the Yidden Anatameh. But if Tumah is Hutcher B'Tzibur, then there is no difference. So says the Gemara Geshmak, the Mandama that says there's no Pesach Sheni when the Pesach was brought to Tumah, it's because he holds Tumah Tchoyah B'Tzibur. The Mandama that says that there is Pesach Sheni even when when the Pesach was brought to Tumah, it's because he holds Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur. The Gemara says, even though it could be that Stipshat, but Amri Loi, maybe not. The Kuliyama Tumah Tchoyah B'Tzibur. Maybe everybody holds Tumah Tchoyah B'Tzibur. So what's the Machlekes? I don't know, very simple. Machlekes is if this is even a svara, they're arguing in the ikara machloikis. They're arguing fundamentally. Isn't it such a svara? The mandama that says there's no pesach sheni but pesach baba tumah, because he holds if rive of the yidden were tame and the carbon was brought tame, you can't have a pesach sheni. What does the other mandama hold? Never heard of this svara. Who said he has to hold it a svara? So they're not all in agreement that there's a svara that a carbon that's brought to tumah can have pesach sheni. They're arguing tumah hutcher tumah tchoya. Rather, the machloike says the Gemara is hagufa. Is there a svara in the world to say that maybe the halacha is that there's no pesach sheni when the carbon was brought b'tumah itmar? Another Gemara. Hayu shlishisan zavim. What would be if the third of the yidden was zavim? Ushlishisan tahayin. Third of the yidden were tar. Ushlishisan tmei mason. And a third of the yidden were tamei mason. This is the last case, by the way. Amar Ramani bar Patish. Ramani bar Patish said, "Oisin tamei mason. The ones that are tamei mason, ain't an oisin lois rishon lois hashem. They can't bring the pesach rishon. They also can't bring the pesach shem rishon. Yeah, they can't bring the pesach rishon. What's the reason? Because he gedilu zavin al tayr. Because he take the zavin, you add him to the tahirin." The layavdi betuma, right? The zavin don't count in pesach abba betuma. The tahirin certainly don't count in pesach abba betuma. Havali tmei mason miyuta. So the tmei mason that count towards the pesach abba betuma end up the minority miyut layavdi berishon, and the miyut of tmei can never bring a pesach rishon. Right? That's easy. So there's no reason that if a third were tamei mason, you'll ever have a pesach abba betuma. Pesach abba betuma is when roiv of the yidden are tamei tumas mason. Over here, a third of the yidden are tamei tumas mason. What are the other two-thirds? Okay, they happen not to be unified. Half of them are tar, the other half are zavim, but hatzad ashova shebehen is they're not tami tumas meis. So being that only a miyut of the yidden are tami tumas meis, you're obviously not going to have a pesach abba tumah. Okay, maybe then they should bring the pesach sheni. Why wouldn't they have that? But sheni lo yavdi, but they don't have the pesach sheni either. Why not? Because over here we do a little different math. Nitzrefu zavim and tmei meisim. Now we add the tmei meisim with the zavim. The lo yavdi berishin, who couldn't bring the pesach rishon, because we just said the Tmei Mason couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, and the Zavin also couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, is Avali Ruba. So what you end up with is, Roiv of the Yidden did not bring the Pesach Rishon, Veruba Le'at Matchu the Pesach Sheni, and you can't have a Roiv of the Yidden being pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Only a Miut of the Yidden can get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but Roiv of the Yidden cannot get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Zok the Mishnah Vaidra. Pesach Sheni Zrak Domoy, the Karban Pesach, whose dam had Zrika done with it. And after the Zrika of the dam of the Karban Pesach, V'achar kach, noidashu tami. We found out that the dam was tami. So the halacha is Hatzitz Miratza. Even though ordinarily, if you would take dam that's tami, do a Zrika with it on the Mizbeach, it would not be a kosher Zrika. However, in this case, the Tzitz is Miratza, and the Tzitz makes it that even though really, theoretically, the Zrika shouldn't be a good Zrika, still, it's going to be a good Zrika. How does this work? This is the superpower that the Tzitz has, that it's Miratza, it somehow makes us look away, it washes away certain issues that a carbon has. specifically issues of Tumah. And this is a classic example. There was a Zrika done with Dam that was Tumah. He didn't know. So the Halach is, it sits as Meratza. Nitma HaGuf. What would be if not the Dam was Tumah, but the Guf of one of the Bailim of the Karban Pesach was Tumah? In a Tzitz Meratza, then the Tzitz is not going to be Ratz. And then the Mishnah very cryptically says, because Chazal said, had Nazir from the Oysa Pesach, the Nazir, and someone that's bringing the carbon pesach, atzitz meratza al tumas adam, the tzitz has the ability to be meratza of his karbonis. However, only for when the dam becomes tummy. But for in atzitz meratza al tumas aguf. But the tzitz does not have the ability to be meratza al tumas aguf. Nitma tumas atahim. What if the tumo was tumas atahim? Atzitz meratza, the tzitz is meratza. What does nazar and pesach have to do with anything? And what exactly is tumas atahim? That's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. But for now, the Gemara is going to analyze the beginning of the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah is discussing the halacha of a carbon pesach that was brought. And there was an issue of Tumah. Says the Mishnah, an unbelievable chiddush, even though Tumah is a psul. So really everything should be messed up. Stating that the halacha is that tzitz had the ability to be meratza. What does the tzitz have to do with anything? Because there was a special power of the tzitz. We saw a few dafin ago, machlokes tanam, whether the tzitz's ability to be meratza was only when the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz, maybe even if he wasn't wearing the tzitz. But this is the basic halacha. So the Gemara starts off with a diak. The Mishnah said, HaPesach Shenizrak Damai, a Karmen Pesach that had a Zrika, the Achakach, after the Zrika, Noida Shu Tameh. You discovered that there was Tumah. Says the Gemara, Taimi Deniz Vachach Noida. It sounds like the only reason the Tzitz works is because first you did the Zrika, and then afterwards you found, meaning at the time of the Zrika, you didn't realize that you were spritzing something that was Tameh. Avol Noida Vachach Nizrak. What would be if you knew at the time of the Kohen, you knew what he was doing? He knew he was doing Zrika with Dam that's Tameh. Like Meratz. Sounds like it would have been Meratz. Fit Gemara, very minimal. I'll ask you a kasha. Meratz, it's Meratz. What does Tzitz work for? Ala Dam, Vala Basar, Vala Chelev Shenitmo. It works for Dam that's Tameh, for Basar that's Tameh, Chelev that's Tameh. And then the Mishnah says, Bein B'Shogi Bein B'Mezit. It doesn't matter if it happened B'Shogi Bein B'Mezit. It doesn't matter Bein B'Oinus Bein B'Ratzen. It doesn't matter B'Yachin Bein B'Tzibur. If it's a Karm Yachin Bein B'Tzibur, this is always going to be the Alach. Now, what does it sound like? Bein B'Shogi Bein B'Mezit. Even if B'Mezit you did this Rika, it sounds like the Alach is that if you did a Zrika with Dam that's Tameh, that the Tzitz is going to be Meratza. Amar Ravina, so Ravina said no. Tumasoi, what the Mishnah there means is that if the Tumah happened, Bein B'Shogi Bein B'Mezit Hortza, then it's going to be okay. Zrikasoi, but as it relates to the Zrika, no. There, the B'Shogi Kortza, B'Mezit Lo Yortza. Meaning, when the Mishnah says, Bein B'Shogi Bein B'Mezit, doesn't mean that if you did the Zrika B'Mezit, the Tzitz is going to work. If you know it's Tameh, you do the Zrika anyways, Tzitz is not going to work for you. So what does it mean, Bein B'Shogi Bein B'Mezit? It means you are Metama the Dam B'Mezit. You purpose. You went out of your way to make the Dam Tameh. That's when you have the halacha of Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezit. Reb Shila Amar, Shila said differently. He said, no, Zrikasa, when it comes to the Zrika, Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezit Hortza. No, what that Mishnah over there means is, when it said Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezit means the Zrika. So it doesn't matter if you knew it was Tameh when you did the Zrika, you didn't know it was Tameh when you did the Zrika, either way it's going to work. Tomasa, what about being Metamit B'Shogeg Hortza? If it became Tameh B'Shogeg, it's going to work. B'Mezit Loi Hortza. However, if you were Metamit B'Mezit, then it's not going to work. So he learned the reverse Pshat in the Mishnah. Frank the Gemara, if he learned the reverse Pshat in the Mishnah, how do you learn Pshat in our Mishnah? Elo Hadik Tani, Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezit, right? So going back to our Mishnah that says Dam Shenizrak, you did this Riko, and then afterwards you discovered the Tumo. So what's the halacha? That says Meratza. It sounds like Taimo de Nizrak Vachach Noida. First you did this Riko, and then you found out Avol Noida Vachach Nizrak. But had you know first, and then you would have found out Loi, which is not like Rav Shelo learned, meaning it sounds like the only time the tzitz is meratz if you were with shaking at the zrika. So the Gemara says, "Who had in nafilu noida akach nizra?" Maybe said Rav Shelo, the halacha is like I'm saying that even if you knew about it and did the zrika, still the halacha is the zrika. The tzitz is going to be meratz. I diktani nizra akach noida. So why did Mishnah say it in the reverse? Why did Mishnah make it sound like only if you did the zrika first and then you found out? From the Bible, Mishnah sefer. So the Mishnah did what it sometimes do. Sometimes it'll be a little bit misleading because it wants to be consistent. And it wanted to be consistent with the flow. And the sefer, the Mishnah said, Nitma haguf, when the guf became tameh, ena tzitz meratzah. Tzitz is not meratz. And there the halach is, afilu nizrach v'achach noida loy. Even if you did this rika by mistake, and then afterwards found out, it doesn't matter. If what you found out is that the guf is tameh, the tzitz is not going to be meratz. So being that in the sefer, it's true, even if it was nizrach v'achach noida, so k'toni reisha nami nizrach v'achach noida. So therefore the reisha said it in the same way. But enochi nami, if the Mishnah wanted to be more specific and tell us the halacha in a more accurate way, the Mishnah could have said that even if it was noidav achikach nizrak, the halach is going to be the same. So the bottom line is, this last Gemara essentially said that there's a special koich that the tzitz has to be meratza. So if a koin did a zrika, we're talking specifically about the Karban Pesach, more about that tomorrow, if the koin did the zrika of a Karban Pesach, and then it was nizgala that the dam was tame, really it should be a problem. You do a zrika with dam that's tame. The teretz is a special power of the tzitz. The question is, what would be if you knew about it? When you did the zrika, you knew that you were doing zrika with dam that's tame. What would be the halacha? The Gemara said it's a machlokes amayra. The Mishnah sounds like HaPesach Shenizrach Domoy V'achar Kach Noida. You did the zrika, meaning at the time zrika, you had no idea that it was tame. You found that afterwards. Certainly sounds like had you known, it would have been a problem, which would seem to support one of the opinions in the amayra. So the Gemara said that the other Maira will say, really, it could have said, Noida v'achakach nizrak, agav the sefer, and mentioned nizrak, v'achakach noida, exhale. So two ha'aras as it relates to today's daf. So the first ha'ar is, the Gemara was talking a lot about the halachos of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and what happens if you have roiv of the Yidin that were tamei, only a meat of the Yidin are tamei, what would be if it's mechza al mechza, what would be if it's not mechza al mechza, it's a roiv tamei, but it's only roiv by one. What would be if one shevet was tamei and all the other shvatim were really tar? What would be if everybody was tamei, but roiv of the Yidin were tamei tumas ziva and a meat were tamei tumas meis? What would be if roiv of the Yidin were tamei tumas meis and a meat were tamei tumas ziva? What would be if a third of the Yidin was Savin, a third of the Yidin was tamei mason, and a third of the Yidin was tahirin? So we had a whole bunch of different halachas and a lot of cheshbin, but really also a lot of lundis that came out in understanding the laws of Pesach Sheni, etc., etc. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, when we're going through the mitzvahs, by the mitzvah of Koirech, we say, Zecher l'miktash kehillah. Kein asa hillel, bizman shebeis ha-miktash ha-yukayim. Ha-yukayrech matzah umar, v'oichel b'yachad. V'kayim ha-shenemar, al matzahis umiroirim yoichlo. So Hillel used to do Koirech, and because Hillel did Koirech, we do Koirech. We do it Zecher l'miktash kehillah. So what did Hillel do? He would take matzah umar, he would eat them together. L'kayim ha-shenemar, al matzahis umiroirim yoichlo. And the Velt asks Akashna that this pasuk of Al Matzos Umeroyim Yachlu is a pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloyscha. And there's a very similar pasuk in Parshas Boy. In Parshas Boy, it says in the Torah, Achlas Abasa Balayla Zeh, Tzli Eish, U Matzos Al Meroyim Yachlu. That's not what we say in Zechel Mikdash Kilo by Koirech. We say Al Matzos Umeroyim Yachlu. That pasuk is quoting Parshas Ba'aloyscha that says, Bachidish Hasheni, Barbos, Yoim Ben Rabban, Yasu Oisoy, Al Matzos Umeroyim Yachlu. It's very similar, but there's a subtle difference. Ba'aloyscha says Al Matzos Umeroyim Yachlu, and Boy says Matzos Al Meroyim Yachlu. Every single Agada says Shenemar Al Matzos Umeroyim Yachlu. In other words, we're quoting the pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloyscha, and all the Mefarshei Agada ask, then why do we quote the pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloyscha? Quote the pasuk in Parshas Boy. So you're gonna tell me what difference does it make? And I'll tell you the difference, because Parshas Boy is the pasuk that deals with the Ersh, the Karban Pesach. Pesach Rishon. Parshas Ba'aloyscha is describing the Pesach Sheni. Ba'chodesh Hasheni. That's not Chodesh Nisan, that's Chodesh Iyar. Barbos, Yom Bein Rabban, Yasa Oysa, Matzroim Yechlu. It's referring to Pesach Sheni. Some action of Oilam. Then why do we quote the pasuk by Pesach Sheni? We should quote the pasuk of Pesach Rishon. So the Velt says over in the name of the Heilige Belzeruv, that he said that the reason we mentioned the pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloyscha al Matzos Umroim Yechlu is because it's a tefillah. Because the Yidden are sitting by the Seder, and we're in Golos, and we're in Chutzlaritz, and even if we're in Eretz Yisrael, the movement never played out in the 19th century. We're not bringing a Karban Pesach. And being that we're not sinning with a Karban Pesach, so when we come to the mitzvah of Koirech, in addition to mentioning a pasuk, we give a krecht. And we say a tefillah that halavai we should be zoicha to bring the Pesach Sheni. That we weren't zoicha this year to bring the Pesach Rishon. However, l'kayim ha-shenemar, we quote Parshas Ba'aloyscha, Ma'midbar Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Al-Masus Umroim Yechlu, that even though we weren't zoicha to bring the Pesach Rishon, however, halavai we should be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. I saw in the Ha'oris, on Masechtas Pesachim for Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv brings this word from the Bel Zeruf. He said it's a beautiful pshat, and it's a moir diga heilige hergish. But he said, doesn't think it's ois galtin in halacha. He says, why not? Because we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara said that what would be if roiv of the Yidden was zavin and only a miut of the Yidden with tmei mason. So Rav said that halacha is the tmei mason would not be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. Why not? Because when the Yidden brought a Pesach Rishon, that's when there's a Pesach Sheni. But loy avdi Rishon, if the Tzibur didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, in that case, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. In this case, nobody brought a Pesach Rishon. Because Roiv of the Yidden was Zoven, Zov can't bring a Pesach Rishon, and Amit of the Yidden were Tmei Mason. They couldn't either bring the Pesach Rishon. So Rav said a Chiddush, oh, nobody brought a Pesach Rishon? In this case, he can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So said Rabbi Yashiv, that if the Beis HaMikdash would be built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he says, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because being that there was no Pesach Rishon, so can it sign a Pesach Sheni? So he said, the heritage from Belzeruf was heilig. It was gewaldig. Oh, tefillah, we should be zeichet by your dalet ear. It should be shaykh to bring a Pesach Sheni. He said, well, halacha, it's not a skalte. He said, because halacha, being that Klal Yisrael didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, when Pesach was avdi b'rishon, and then you can have a Pesach Sheni. But if there was no Pesach Rishon, then you can't have a Pesach Sheni. That's the first aura. The second aura, al derech, Ha-gadol. Rashi in Parshas Boy quotes a Mechilta. The Mechilta says as follows. Hoy Reb Masih ben Choresh Omer. Reb Masih ben Choresh used to say, this is famous. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Ve'ever alayich ve'erech, ve'hine iteich eis doiden. Said the Mechilta, Higiyash fuwasin shenishba Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram she'igol lesbanav. The time had come, and Kadosh Baruch Hu had sworn to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, that even though Ger Yizarach Beretz Loy Lohem Vavodim Vinu Oisim Arbe Meishana, Obis Vet Kuman at Sight, where Vacher Ken Yetzu Berchush Godel, that will be miracles, Vagamas Agoyashe Yavoidu Dono Noichi, I'm going to take the Inner Mitzrayim. Said Ramasi Mincharish, the time came where it was time for the Inner Mitzrayim. However, Lehoi Be other Mitzvah Shiaskabahem, Kineshi Yigalu. But the Inner didn't have any mitzvahs. They had nothing to do for them to be able to have the schus to be able to leave Mitzrayim. Because even though it was a Shvua, but they still needed mitzvahs. Says the Mechilta. So what they wish to do? Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtei mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them two mitzvahs. Dam Pesach v'dam Milah. He gave them the mitzvah of Pesach. The Yidden brought the carbon Pesach before they left Mitzrayim. And then he gave the Yidden the mitzvah of Milah. They had to do Bris Milah before they brought the carbon Pesach. Shnei Yisasku b'hem. Why did he give them the mitzvah? It's like this, they'll get involved in doing a mitzvah. K'dei she'yigalu. Like this, they'll have a schus to be redeemed. Shenema ve'ever alayich ve'erech. Misboiseses b'damayich. Ve'oimer lach b'damayich hayi. Ve'oimer lach b'damayich hayi. What was the B'damayi Chayi? It was the Dam Pesach, and it was the Dam Milah. So Ramasi Menchorer said that it's not a coincidence that before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the Ebeshah gave them two mitzvahs. He gave them the mitzvah of Pesach, and he gave them the mitzvah of Milah. The reason is because the Yidden needed a mitzvah as a ticket, as a schos, in order for there to be a geula. And despite the fact that Hashem had already sworn to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that there would be a geula, but it wasn't enough. They needed a mitzvah. K'dei Shnei Yisasku Behem. Get involved in a mitzvah. They push out and roll their sleeves up and do a mitzvah. And the Eibush, what did he do? He gave them b'damayi chayi. He gave them the mitzvah dam Pesach. He gave them dam Milah. Like this, they got involved in Pesach Milah, and it was in that schus that they were able to leave Mitzrayim. Rav Avram Stillerman showed me a marumakum nifla to say pshat. Why is it that the two mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael got, the schus that they had to leave Mitzrayim, was dafka dam Pesach and dam Milah? But before this marumakum, we need a dot of an introduction, and this is really great that we spoke out in Masechta Zeirvin. The halacha is, it's a Maimer Chazal, that schar mitzvah b'hayal malaka, which means that the ikka schar that a person gets for doing a mitzvah is not schar that he's going to get in this world. It's schar that he's going to get in the next world. And Pashup Shad is, because this world doesn't have the ability to facilitate schar mitzvah. Yofa koiras ruach b'oylam abo, mikol hanois oylam haza. A koiras ruach, a shmek of Olam Haba is more chashev, it's more valuable than all the noise of Olam Haza. The Bali Musa used to say, what's a Kairas Ruach? So they said that if you walk by a bakery and you smell all the baked goods, that shmek that you take, that smell, that whiff, that's a Kairas Ruach. So Pasha, a Kairas Ruach, just passing by the entrance of Olam Haba, is Yofa Mikol HaNois Olam Haza. And the Bali Musa used to add, that if you would take all the pleasures of Olam Haza, from Bereshis Bar Elokim as Shemayim Vesaretz, until Bias Goyel Tzedek B'meir B'yameinu Amen V'Amen, and you would add it all together, and you would put it in one mamish, one little capsule, the Kairas Ruach of Olam Haba is Yofa Mikol HaNois Olam Haza. So how can you have Schar Mitzvah Yam? It's not possible. Schar Mitzvah Yam Aleka, because it's impossible. The Schar Mitzvah is of such a magnitude that this world doesn't have the ability to facilitate Schar Mitzvah. Stating that, the Tfu Ashar in a Sefer Bechar Sharetz, in the end of Masechta Schulin, says that there's that when it comes to mitzvahs loisase, Then there is Schar Mitzvah Vayam. Why is there Schar Mitzvah Vayam when it comes to Mitzvah Loisah Seh? Since he made a Pashta Cheshmet. Because for Mitzvah Loisah Seh, you get punished. There's Malkus for Mitzvah Loisah Seh. So if you get Malkus for Mitzvah Loisah Seh, it can't be that you get punished for doing a Loisah Seh in this world, but you're not going to get Schar for be mekayim alois saseh in this world. Because midah toiva we know is meruba mi midas peronios. So for midas peronios, for ancient, you would get punished on this world for alois saseh, it can't be that you're not going to get schar. And therefore, even though ordinarily schar mitzvah by al malekha, but epis aschar that has to be for alois saseh. Because otherwise it would be incongruous. It wouldn't shtip. Midah toiva is meruba. And if you're going to get punished, you get malchus for being over alois saseh, it's impossible that you're not going to get schar. That's what the Tfuah Shar said. See, so when it comes to mitzvah saseh, that there's no Einish in this world. You don't get Malkus for being Mevatel Mitzvah Seh. So good. Schar Mitzvah Eichet by Al Malekah. But by Lois and Seh, when you get Einshim, it's impossible that you're not going to get Schar Mitzvah. So the Lev Aryeh, in the end of Masechta Schul, Lev Aryeh is a classic Pirush on Masechta Schul. So at the very, very end of Masechta Schul, and he brings this Tfuah Shar. And he says, Lefi this Tfuah Shar, it should come out in Cheshbin, that there are two Mitzvah Sasehs, that the Schar Mitzvah Afilu Bahay Alma. And what are those two Mitzvah Sasehs? Pesach and Milah. Why? Because if the Tfuah Shor is gerecht, that any loisaseh that has an oinish on this world also has char in this world, because otherwise midah toiva meruba midas peronios, Pesach and Milah are the two mitzvahs I say where there's an oinish on this world. If someone was mevatel mitzvahs Pesach, karis. If someone was mevatel mitzvahs Milah, there's going to be karis. So you have the cheshbon of the Tfuah Shor. You have the cheshbon that midah toiva is meruba. So if you can have karis for being mevatel these mitzvahs, so then you have to. You have to be rewarded for being mekayim des mitzvahs. So said the Lev Aryeh. We spoke this out of Masechtas Erevin in the name of the same Peit Deruv, but it's the same chiddush. So say the Lev Aryeh. If that's the case, it should come out that by Dam Pesach and by Dam Milo, that by Dam Pesach and by Dam Milo, you're going to get schar in this world. So the Lev Aryeh said a davar niflo. He said lefi zeh. Yesh loyma, that's why when it came time for the Yidden to leave Mitzrayim, that's why the Eibishter gave them which mitzvahs? He gave them the mitzvah of Dan Pesach and Dan Milah. He said the reason is because the Yidden needed tzchusim, they needed tzchar in this world. And if they were going to need tzchar in this world, he had to give them mitzvahs for which this tzchar mitzvah b'hai alma. And what are the two mitzvahs that are tzchar mitzvah b'hai alma? It's Dan Pesach and it's Dan Milah. So he said, hafla b'fela, that's why the ever alaych v'erech misboisesses. He saw the Yidden were dirty, they were meluchlich b'chet. And he realized, the time came for the Eibishter to fulfill the promise of the Rizmein Absorim, but they need Tzchosim that they'll be able to trigger in this world. So what were the two Tzchosim that they'll be able to trigger in this world? So the Eibishter gave me the Mayich, which Dan Pesach and Dan Milo. Why Dan Pesach and Dan Milo? Because these are the two mitzvahs that there's Oinshim in this world. This chorus of this Oinshim, Midah Toivah Meruba, there has to be Schar Mitzvah. The Schar Mitzvah. Now we can unlock the Schar in this world. That's why you're going to have Schar in this world. When we learned Masechtas Shabbos, or maybe Erevin, we spoke out of Ha'ara that we say by Rismila, Sasa Noichi Alim Rasecha, Kamaitz and Shalarav. That's Sasa Noichi Alim Rasecha, Kamaitz and Shalarav. Why do we say it by Rismila? We say it by Bismillah because David HaMelech was running away from Shaul and he was very afraid and he thought that he was very vulnerable. And then when he saw his Bismillah, he calmed down because he realized he had the schus of Bismillah, and then he was very besimcha. So he said, Sosa Noichi Alim Rasech, and Rasech is referring to Bismillah, Kemoit Shaul Ruf, and he got very, very besimcha. So we asked the Ha'ara, an edel ha'ara, sasa noichi al nimrasecha, Kemoit Shaul Ruf. David HaMelech is comparing mitzvahs to a Shaul Ruf. That's a lot of money. Mitzvahs is like a lot of money. The same David HaMelech said in other places, Toivli Toiras Picha, Me'alfe Zohav HaChesef. Shlomo HaMelech said, David son, Yikari Hi Mipninim. That Torah is more tired than Pninim. So why all of a sudden is David HaMelech devaluing Torah a little bit? He said, Sasa Noichi Alim Rasecha, Kim Moitza Shalarov. It's like equitable. It's like Shalarov. What do you mean? The same David HaMelech said, Toivli Toiras Picha, Me'alf Me'zal V'chesem. Shlomo HaMelech said, Yikari Hi Mipninim. Why all of a sudden now is he saying, Kim Moitza Shalarov? So I was thinking that maybe the Peshad is Kivaldik, because David HaMelech was running away from Shal. He was running away from Shal. He needed a schus. He needed a schus in this world. He needed Schar Mitzvah Mahay Alma. Just like the Yidden needed a schus to be able to leave Mitzrayim. Dan Pesach and Dan Milo, that's what David HaMelech needed as well. So he was looking for a schus that would help him in this world. At Kivin to the stock of a Milo, he realized he had a schus. Because the Milo gave him the schus of Bahai Alma. Because Milo is one of the mitzvahs that is Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma. So that's why he got Pesimcha. So you know what he said? He said, this reward that I got from the Bris Milo on this world is Kemaitz Shalarov. Tovli Torah's Picha Me'alfi Zov Chesef is because the reward for a mitzvah is so great, it's more than anything the world can facilitate. Because that's the reward in Olam Haba. Up in the reward on this world, that he was trying to compare it to. What's the Spitz thing you can get on this world? So he said, it's Kemoitzah Shal Rav. So he said, Sosan Eichel, Nimetzechah, Kemoitzah. But either way, this is what the Levari said. Levari said that Pesach HaMilo are the two mitzvahs that the Schar Mitzvah Behayama. Why? Because these are the two mitzvahs that there's an Oynash of Karas. And if there's an Oynash of Karas, Mila Taim Meruba, there has to be Schar Mitzvah. Like the Tfuah Shar said as it relates to Lois, says. And that's when it came time for them to be taken out of Mitzrayim. And Abishtha looked around to see if they had any Schusim. So he saw that Gay had to give them mitzvahs. So he gave them mitzvahs that they would have Schar in this world. Gave them Dam Pesach and Dam Milo, because those are mitzvahs that the Schar Mitzvah the Hayama. But just want to share one other heritage, and that is the Netziv on his Pirush on the Mechilta. The Netziv wrote a classic Pirush on the Mechilta. It's called Birchas HaNetziv. And his Pirush on the Mechilta, he says as follows. He says, quote, Kesheritzoyna Yisbarach Lagbia Keren Umay Adam. When the Eibishter wants to be Magbia, an ummah, a nation, or a person. But the person doesn't have the ma'isim tovim to be able to merit, to warrant this reward. You know what Hashem does? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin lefan of mitzvahs of ma'isim tovim. The Eibishter gives him the opportunity. He literally makes that a mitzvah should arrive at this person's front door. Sheyavali dekach. It's like this will be able to do the mitzvah. And like this will be able to get the schar that he needs. Take a look at what I wrote in Parshas Vayera. The Hergish from the Netziv. He said that you see from here that sometimes the Eibishter wants so badly to give a person gewaldige shefa in any area in life. He wants to give him shefa, but the person doesn't have the schusim. Not everybody has the schusim for shefa, but Hashem wants him to have it. So what he does, Hashem literally is mesoivev the events that an opportunity to do a tremendous mitzvah should arrive and knock on your door. So like this, you will now have the opportunity to open that door, do the mitzvah, get the schus. So like this, you'll be able to merit the schar. And by the way, even though we just said schar mitzvah b'hayah al-malekah, but let's not forget the Mishnah. The Mishnah says we say it every morning, Elu dvarim sh'odom oichol perisem b'olam hazeh v'akeren kayem v'sloy l'olam haba. V'elu ein, tibet av e'em, ugmilus chasodim, v'ashkomas beis amidru shachas v'arvis, v'achnosas orchim, b'ikur choylim, achnosas kalo, l'voyis ames, yun tfilo, havoyis sh'oblam l'chaveiro, v'nishlish v'salamaturgen l'kulu. These are all mitzvahs with the schar mitzvah b'hayah al-malekah. Not the ikar schar. The principle is going to remain in the next world. But there's dividends that are being paid out on this world. These are all opportunities for a person to do a mitzvah, to be able to get, as it says in the Netziv, sometimes the Eibush is going to present the person with an opportunity of kibud aveim, and sometimes milus chasadim, and sometimes an opportunity to wake up early in the morning to learn, or to stay up late at night to learn. Sometimes it's achnasas archim, sometimes it's bikur choylim, sometimes it's achnasas kala, sometimes it's avayis nameis, sometimes it's related to tefillah. Havas shalom on the chaver, and the ishtoi. Well, you have opportunities to get involved in shalom, for yourself to make shalom. The Talmud Torah can get kulam. And why is the Eibishter doing this? The Eibishter is doing this because Higia Hazman. Hashem wants to give a person a taifa. He wants to give a person an opportunity. But what are you supposed to do? The Netziv says, take a look at what I wrote in Bereshit's Perek Yotes. So I took a look. You know what the Netziv wrote over there? He said that right before Hashem destroyed Tzedayim, so what happened? He had the three malachim, right? The Malach Michal and Gavriel, right? And Rifal. The three malachim, they came to Gemar. And they came to talk to Avram and to Sarah. And then they went from there immediately. What was the next shlichus? The next shlichus was they went to Sodom. And they come to Sodom and they knock on the door of with Lloyd and the whole Maisa. And Lloyd goes ahead and he does tremendous chesed with these malachim. And the next thing you know, Gophers from Melach, Shrefa Kol Arza, Hashem destroys Sodom. And the only one that gets saved is Lloyd. Why was Lloyd saved? So it says the Netziv Chazal say because he had a schus. Vayishkol kimas Avram. From Avinu had something to do with it too. But Chazal say he had a schus. What was the schus? He took care of these malachim. He took care of these archim. So it says the Netziv, was it a coincidence? It was no coincidence. Sodom was going to be destroyed. Lloyd had the opportunity to be safe. Hashem said, I'm going to throw him a lifeline. Here's your opportunity. Three people are going to walk into your door. Let's see how you take care of them. You take care of these three archim. Maybe that's the schus that you, Lloyd, need in order to be able to say, the kachnava, he took care of the archim. He took care of these malachim. And he ended up being saved. It's an unbelievable hergish that sometimes, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, a person gets, and you can look at it as an opportunity, you can look at it as an oil, and mit, literally, out of left field, like you weren't expecting this, and mit the mole, it could turn your life over sometimes. And it can be a tremendous nesayin. Says the Netziv, before you reject it, and before you lock the door, and before you don't let it into your life, into your orbit, just think, I'll be mispointing for 1 second. Maybe, higia shvuasa shenishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the time came. Maybe Hashem wants, yes, some pact, sheyigalas bonav. But the evil chabiyadim mitzvah sheyaskubem kadei sheyigalu. And this is the opportunity. This is your proverbial dan pesach and dan milo. This is what the Eibush is giving us, our opportunity to have the erech alaych, the erech misplaces, v'damayichayi, b'kan leben, mitshefa and gezint, and parnus and nachis. All, maybe all we need is that mitzvah. It's just a paradigm shift, a whole nother way of looking at mitzvahs that present ourselves and that come our way.